Atlanta Attack Exposes Dangerous Sexualization of Asian Women by Soo Kim. The shootings in Georgia that killed 8 people, including 6 Asian women, highlight the enduring objectification and fetishization and stereotyping of Asian women, experts and leaders in the Asian American community warn. Police have arrested Robert Aaron Long, 21, in connection with the shootings, which took place at 3 separate massage parlors in and around Atlanta on Tuesday, with the majority of those killed being Asian women. The latest attacks raised fears the gunman could have targeted people of Asian descent. The shootings remain under investigation, but on Wednesday, law enforcement officials said Long told police that he has a sex addiction and wanted to eliminate the temptation. Captain Jay Baker, a spokesman for Cherokee County Sheriff's Office, said at the time, "It's still early, but he does claim that it was not racially motivated." Speaking to Newsweek, the executive director of the Council of Korean Americans, Abraham Kim, stated that some people do not see this man's sexual addiction and his hate crime as necessarily disconnected from race. "This attack was part of the objectification and stereotyping of Asian women, which the perpetrator was in part lashing out against. Based on information released by authorities, some people are suggesting that these attacks were not racially motivated, but driven by a sexual addiction and anger by the perpetrator. The perpetrator attacked these establishments because he was lashing out against these massage parlors that he frequented and where they happened to employ Asian women," he added. Other public figures in the Asian American community have also spoken about the links between racism and the objectification and historic sexualization of Asian women. Dr. Russell Young, a founding member of Stop AAPI Hate, a nonprofit group trafficking hate crimes and other incidents involving members of the Asian Americans and Pacific Islanders community, said, "The fetishization and objectification are clear. Women are attacked 2.3 times more than men. Others perceived women as more vulnerable, so I think Asian women are doubly targeted," in an interview with Minnesota's KARE-11. "It's not, though, that we're to blame for this victimization. It's not our fault that others fetishize and treat women as objects," Young added. Commenting on the latest shootings, actress Gemma Chan warned, "Please pay attention to what is happening. This is the latest in a surge of horrific attacks on the Asian community. Racism and misogyny are not mutually exclusive. In fact, sexualized racial harassment and violence is something that many of us face regularly," in a post on Instagram. "We need to stop the dehumanization of Asians. We need to unite against all forms of hate," she added.